be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now before we study today's lesson, let us bow our heads and ask for God's guidance.
在我们开始研究之前，我们要低头祈求上帝的指引。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你赐给我们这样大的希望，就是主耶稣要回来。我们今天要继续研究论到耶稣再来的事，求主打开每一位听众的心，使他们不但是可以明白主耶稣来的信息是可靠的，就是他可以准备等候主来。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson 62，
第六十二课。
We are studying Lesson 62，
我们所研究的是第六十二课。
And the subject is the manner of Christ's coming，
题目是基督福临的样式。
Last time we studied about the certainty of Christ's coming.
在上一次我们所研究的是基督福临的确实性。
When Christ was on earth,
当基督在世上的时候，
He told his disciples,
他告诉他的门徒说，
I will come again.
我必再来。
Today we are going to study about the manner of Christ's coming.
在今天我们接下来研究基督福临的样式。
Christ coming to this earth the second time，
基督第二次来到这世界上，
will be a personal return，
乃是亲身的来临。
After Jesus arose， he was on the earth for 40 days，
在耶稣复活之后，他还留在这世上有40天。
Then one dayHe led his disciples out to the Mount of Olives.
有一天他就引领他的门徒到橄榄山上去。
While speaking to them,
在他还向他们说话的时候，
a cloud lifted him up from the earth.
有一朵云就把他从地上迎取上升了。
This cloud ascended higher and higher.
这个云就把他带得越来越高。
Until it was but a speck.In the blue expanse of the heavens，
直到它就成为碧空之中的一个小点。
While the disciples gazed upward at their disappearing Lord，
当那些个门徒定睛看着他们那渐渐消失的主的时候，
Two men in white clothes，
有两个人穿着白衣，
stood by their side，
站在他们的旁边，
and asked them，
问他们说，
Men of Galilee，
加利利人呢，
Why do you stand looking into heaven？
你们为什么站着望天呢？
This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven，
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，
will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven。
你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Acts 1:11，
使徒行传一章十一节。
What could be clearer than this statement?
还有什么比这句话更清楚的呢？
It says，
还是这样说，
This Jesus，
这耶稣，
This same Jesus，
就是这一位耶稣，
Will return，
要回来。
In another scripture it says，
在另外一个经文他这样说，
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven，
主必亲自从天降临。
1 Thessalonians 4:16，
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节。
Sometimes we make an appointment，
有的时候我们跟人约定好，
to see an important person，
要去会见一位重要的人物。
When we arrive for the visit，
我 我们到了要去会他的时候
He is busy
要是他很忙
And sends his secretary to talk with us
就会派遣他的秘书来跟我们说话
When Christ comes
当基督来的时候
He will not send a representative
他不会派遣一位代表来的
He will not send an angel
他不会差一位天使
Neither will he come in a vision
或者是在异象之中来临
Or in a spiritual manifestation
或者是做一种属灵的显现
Christ will come in his visible bodily person
基督的福临是一种可见的有形有体的来临
Christ's coming will not be a secret affair.
基督的福临不会是一件秘密的事情。
Christ warned against this in Matthew 24.
基督曾经在马太24章警告我们不要相信这样的事情。
His coming will be public and universal.
他的福临是一种公开的，是一种全世界性的。
In his own words, he said.
他曾经亲口说
For as the lightning cometh out of the east,
闪电从东边发出
and shineth even unto the west,
直照到西边
so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
人子降临也要这样
Matthew 24:27.
马太24章27节
There is surely nothing secret about lightning.
闪电的确是实在不是一件秘密的事情
It can be seen far and wide by all
远近的人所有的人都能看见它
A person may go into the house
一个人可能进到一个房子里头去
And shut all doors and windows
关上所有的门窗
Yet the brilliance of the lightning penetrates every dark corner
但是闪电的光辉仍旧能够透入每一个黑暗的角落
What natural phenomenon is more startling and more awesome to behold than lightning
自然的现象中还有什么比闪电看起来更吓人更令人肃然的呢
Such will be the coming of Christ
基督福临就要这样
The entire heavens will be aflame with the glory of his coming
整个天空都要被他降临的荣光照得通明
How many will see Christ come?
有多少人会看见基督来呢
In Revelation 1:7 we read
在启示录一章七节这样说
Behold
就是看哪
He cometh with clouds
他驾云降临
And every eye shall see him
众目要看见他
And they also which pierced him
连刺他的人也要看见他
Of special note are the words, every eye shall see him.
有几个字是特别有意义的，就是说众目要看见他。
Several years ago, when we were passing through London,
在几年以前我们路过伦敦
the news went out that the Queen would attend a certain church one morning.
每天早晨就有消息传出来说说是女王要经过要到某一个教堂去聚会
We went early to the big palace gate
我们很早就到了皇宫的大门口
Already thousands of people were there
在那个地方已经有了成千的人了
We waited over an hour
我们等了一个多钟头
Then we heard the people murmur
然后我们就听见人轻轻地说
Here comes the queen
女王来了
At that moment,
那个时候,
all eyes were riveted on the big gate.
所有人的眼睛都集中在那个大门。
Those who watched closely were not disappointed.
凡是注意观看的人没有一个失望。
They got a glimpse of the queen as she rode out onto the street.
当女王坐着车子走到街道上来的时候,他们就避见了她。
Dear student, one day Christ will come.
亲爱的学员基督有一天他会来
Men and women will see him
男男女女都会看见他
It will not be just a passing glimpse
不会是在他路过的时候看见一眼而已
For those only who are concentrated on looking for him
就是那些个 注意看他的人才能看见。
Whether they wish to or not,
不论他们愿意或是不愿意，
every human eye will see him.
每一个人的眼睛都会看见他。
Descending from heaven,
从天上降下来，
in awful majesty and power.
有一种令人肃然起敬的威仪和权能。
How does Christ return to this earth?
基督要怎么样回到世上来呢？
We have had the answer in Acts 1:11.
在《使徒行传》一章十一节已经回答了。
This Jesus,
这耶稣
will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
If a member of the family says to those he is leaving behind,
如果家里面的一个人对他所离开的那些人说，
I will return.In the same way in which I leave,
我要以我离开的时候同样的方法回来。
The family will pay special attention to the mode of transportation he used when leaving.
那么家人就会特别注意到他离开的时候所利用的交通方法。
If the loved one leaves in an airplane from the airfield,
如果这位他们所爱的人是在飞机场乘飞机走的。
Those who go to meet him on his return,
等到他回来的时候去接他的人，
will not go to the railway station,
绝不会到火车站去。
They will return to the airfield from which he took off.
他们一定会到他离开的时候的那个飞机场那个地方去。
They will watch the skies for the first sight of that returning plane.
他们要注视天空，以便最先看到那个回来的飞机。
If a cloud received Jesus out of the sight of the disciples,
如果是一朵云把耶稣接走，以致门徒看不见他，
He will return in the clouds of heaven.
他也要驾着天上的云回来。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I tell you,
我告诉你们，
Hereafter, you will see the Son of Man,
后来你们要看见人子，
seated at the right hand of power,
坐在全能者的右边，
and coming in the clouds of heaven,
驾着天上的云降临。
Matthew 26:64,
这是马太二十六章六十四节。
For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father,
人子要在他父的荣耀里，
with his angels,
同着众使者降临。
And then he shall reward every manAccording to his works.
那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
Matthew 16:27.
马太十六章二十七节。
Friend,
朋友，
The personal, visible, universal coming of Jesus Christ is a certainty.
这位亲自看得见全世界性的耶稣基督的福临乃是一件确实的事情。
One day, this unique event will startle the multitudes of earth.
将有一天，这件独一无二的事会使世上的众人感觉到惊讶。
To the unready,
对于那些没有预备的人，
it will be a day of doom.
就会成为一个遭祸的日子。
To his waiting ones,
对于那些正在等待的人，
it will be a glorious day of triumph.
它就会成为一个胜利荣耀的日子。
What will it be to you?
那么这个日子对你会成为一种怎么样的日子呢？
Let us look at the 11 words to lesson 62.
我们看第62课的11个生字。
One.
第一个。
Speck.
斑点。
Speck. Two.
第二。
Expanse.
浩瀚的天空。
Expanse. Three. Visible.
可见的。
Visible. Four. Phenomenon.
现象。
Phenomenon. Five. A flame.
照耀或者是着火。
A flame. Six. Pierced.
刺穿。
Pierced.Seven, riveted,
集中。
Riveted. 8. Concentrating.
专心或是集中。
Concentrating. 9. Mode.
方法。
Mode. 10. Unique.
独一无二。
Unique. 11. Doom.
遭毁灭的，遭祸的。
Doom. I will read this lesson over for you in English.
我要为各位用英文把这一课再念一遍。
It is lesson 62 on the manner of Christ's coming. When Christ was on earth, he told his disciples, I will come again. Today, we are going to study about the manner of Christ's coming. Christ's coming to this earth the second time will be a personal return. After Jesus arose, he was on the earth for 40 days. Then one day, he led his disciples out to the Mount of Olives. While speaking to them, a cloud lifted him up from the earth. This cloud ascended higher and higher, until it was but a speck in the blue expanse of the heavens. While the disciples gazed upward at their disappearing Lord, two men in white clothes stood by their side and asked them, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Acts 1:11, the Revised Standard Version. What could be clearer than this statement? It says, This Jesus, this same Jesus will return. In another scripture it says, The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. And that verse is 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Sometimes we make an appointment to see an important person. When we arrive for the visit, he is busy and sends his secretary to talk with us. When Christ comes, he will not send a representative, he will not send an angel, neither will he come in a vision or in a spiritual manifestation. Christ will come in his visible bodily person. Christ's coming will not be a secret affair. Christ warned against this in Matthew 24. His coming will be public and universal. In his own words, he said, For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:27. There is surely nothing secret about lightning. It can be seen far and wide by all. A person may go into the house and shut all doors and windows, yet the brilliance of the lightning penetrates every dark corner. What natural phenomenon is more startling and more awesome to behold than lightning? Such will be the coming of Christ. The entire heavens will be aflame with the glory of his coming. How many will see Christ come? In Revelation 1:7 we read, Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. Of special note are the words, Every eye shall see him. Several years ago, when we were passing through London, the news went out that the Queen would attend a certain church one morning. we went early to the big palace gate. Already thousands of people were there. We waited over an hour. Then we heard the people murmur, "Here comes the queen." At that moment, all eyes were riveted on the big gate. Those who watched closely were not disappointed. They got a glimpse of the queen as she rode out onto the street. Dear student, one day Christ will come. Men and women will see him. It will not be just a passing glimpse for those only who are concentrated, creating on looking for him. Whether they wish to or not, every human eye will see him descending from heaven in awful majesty and power. How does Christ return to this earth? We have had the answer in Acts 1:11. This Jesus will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. If a member of the family says to those he is leaving behind, "I will return in the same way in which I leave," the family will pay special attention to the mode of transportation he used when leaving. If the loved one leaves in an airplane from the airfield, those who go to meet him on his return will not go to the railway station. They will return to the airfield from which he took off. They will watch the skies for the first sight of that returning plane. If a cloud received Jesus out of the sight of the disciples, he will return in the clouds of heaven. Jesus said, "I tell you, hereafter, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." Matthew 16:27. Friend, the personal, visible, universal coming of Jesus Christ is a certainty. One day this unique event will startle the multitudes of earth. To the unready, it will be a day of doom. To his waiting ones, it will be a glorious day of triumph. What will it be to you? We have studied about the manner of Christ's second coming.
我们已经研究了基督福临的样式。
We believe in the literal coming of Christ.
我们相信基督是要亲身的福临。
Regardless of what others say,
不论别人怎么说,
the word of the Bible is very clear.
圣经的话是很清楚的。
And we should accept the Bible word just as it says.
我们应该接受圣经的话，他怎么说，我们就怎么相信。
When Christ says, "I will come again,"
基督说，我必再来。
And when the Bible says, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven,"
主，圣经也说，主必亲自从天降临。
And when the disciples were told, "This Jesus will return,"
门徒也听见这样的话，说是这位耶稣还要再来。
Then we can expect to see Christ come personally in the clouds of heaven.
所以我们就相信耶稣基督一定要亲自从天驾云降临。
What a glorious event that day will be.
那一天会是多么样荣耀的一天。
It will be a day of joy and happiness for those who are ready.
对于每一个预备好的人都是一个快乐欢呼的日子。
But it will be a day of fear for those who are not ready.
对那些没有准备好的人就会成为一个害怕的日子。
And so now there is time for all of us to prepare.
现在还有时间让我们每个人都可以准备。
There is no reason whatever for us not to be ready.
我们没有理由到那个时候不准备好。
May God give us each one, give you each one faith in the coming of Christ.
愿上帝赐给每一位都有信心相信基督会福临。
And help you to tell the good news to others.
也帮助你把这个好消息告诉别的人。
May the Spirit of God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝的灵与你同在，我们再会。